get a chance to talk to head coach Shannon Levin over at Southwest. Coach, another season. Boy, last year for your first season was pretty darn good. You're hoping for more of the same this year, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. We returned some girls that got a lot of playing time last year, so we're hoping that we can build on last year and keep things going.
I know with the success of volleyball season that sometimes you don't get a chance to start right on time, but that's kind of a good problem to have. A lot of these girls playing that state tournament volleyball team, and it might take them a week or so extra to get going, but you're hoping those winning ways continue from one sport to the next.
Yeah, you know, that them being able to have that taste of success that they had in volleyball, I think, is huge. Where they followed up a pretty strong class last year. Some of these girls did a nice job of taking one of those leadership roles, and they did a great job during volleyball season.
Coach, you had a chance to get a jamboree game just the other day at your place against Maxwell. Came out on the winning end, and that was with probably not with a lot of practice time, huh?
Yeah, between volleyball and our football team doing well this year, it's kind of cut down on our practice time. So we've been trying to squeeze as much in as we can, and I don't know that we were quite ready for it, but I thought we needed to see the competition just so we could start seeing what we have for sure and where the pieces are going to fit together.
Coach, I know, last year's squad, but just you had the team speed, you had experience. Once again, four or five seniors that graduated last year, no question off any team, you miss the experience and what they brought to the table every night, didn't you?
Yeah, we're going to miss those girls. They brought a lot of energy and they were coachable, and they just brought, their leadership. You know, they've been doing that for a couple of years now, and so now we're filling those roles in. But I think we have girls that are stepping up and they're starting to fill that void, and that's a little bit about that jamboree, and this week is filling those places.
And a lot of those upperclassmen this year are back with Annika Nelms, Akira Nelms, Aspen Billiter back at a point to come out of a great freshman season. Cassidy Vaughn came off the bench for you a lot last year. And there are some others, young ladies as well. But those kind of four I just mentioned really played a ton of minutes for you last year.
Yeah, they did. That's a lot of experience coming back for us. And that's what we're hoping to build around, are those four girls. We have some other girls like Caitlin Adam and a lot of time last year as well, and Bella Stritzaw a little bit. So I'm hoping to use them and some of our younger girls. And, in our Jamboree game the other night, we had some girls that stepped up and played better than what we'd seen. So that was encouraging for us.
Boy, the early part of the schedule, Coach, with Medicine Valley here on a Thursday and got Maywood Hay Center their place on Saturday and a very, very tough cattle trail tournament coming up. Boy, first five games out of the blocks next 2 weeks are tough ones, aren't they?
Yeah, there's not an easy game on the schedule. That cattle trail tournament, and then when you jump into our conference, there's so many good teams that we're going to have to be ready to go every night.
I know, kind of battling a few bumps and bruises still from volleyball season for a few girls, and hopefully they'll get healed up in a hurry.
Yeah, we're battling that a little bit, but like I said, hopefully we'll be ready this week with those girls. We're trying to make sure they have enough time to get healed up like they need to be healed up.
And a Med Valley team, Coach Manum, you faced him, of course, last year, and you know darn well he'll have his team ready to go for the get-go in that season opener here tonight.
Yeah, Coach Banham does a great job with the girls, and whatever he has schemed up, I'm sure he'll do a great job of putting his girls in the best position to win. And like I said, we're going to have to be ready to play them, be on our A game, so we'll be ready to go.
You had a chance to get this team on the court in the summer leagues and some different places. The philosophy, I'm sure, doesn't change from one year to the next, just the personnel. It's different personnel, but it was good that it gets these girls some playing time together a little bit in those summertime games, wasn't it?
Yeah, this summer is a little bit different than last year. We were actually pretty banged up this summer, girls coming off of injuries. You know, they've been going pretty hard year round now for a couple years, and so we didn't have the team together a lot this summer, but it also gave us a chance to see what some of those younger girls could do and how some more of those pieces are going to fit together.
Yeah, it's going to take a lot of girls. I take it you're going to play, hopefully play a lot of girls, see what they can do here in the early going.
Yeah, I think that's one of our big things here in these first few games is just to see what we can do and what we need to improve on and how we can help our girls be successful.